This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. I got to hop on a plane to L.A. last night and escape the cold and snow in New York, where I live. But there and lots of other places around the country, it is seriously cold. So maybe you're reaching for a hot mug of coffee. It's the second most traded commodity in the world, and it's getting cheaper, near record lows. Marketplace's caffeine reporter, Stacey Vanek Smith, looks at whether those market prices trickle down to us.
I get a coffee pretty much every day on my way to work.
Hi, could I get a 12-ounce latte with skim milk?
Okay. This morning ritual cost me about $4. The price of coffee is near record lows right now, less than half of what it was about 2 years ago. 2 years ago, when my latte cost about $4. And this got me wondering, because it seems like when a commodity like coffee or chocolate or bread gets more expensive, the price at the store goes up, like when Starbucks jacked its prices up a couple of years ago. But when commodities get cheaper, the retail price never seems to go down. It feels like Murphy's Law of Economics.
Well, I'm not sure that it's necessarily Murphy's Law.
Andrew Burns is an economist at the World Bank.
In a country like the United States, when you go to the store and you buy a loaf of bread, the cost of the wheat in that loaf of bread is relatively small.
That's because workers get paid a lot in the U.S., relatively, and rent is expensive. Burns says in countries where labor and rent are cheaper, the price of a commodity makes up a much bigger percentage of the price at the store.
In developing countries, when commodity prices are fluctuating, it's felt much more directly in the pocketbook of individuals.
Here in the U.S., the coffee beans in my latte, for example, only account for about 10% of the price, 40 cents of the $4. The rest of what I'm paying for is rent and labor. Still, 10% of a company's cost isn't nothing, so shouldn't I see at least a little savings? Turns out that depends on which kind of coffee we're talking about.
This is Wall Street Dark Roast, one of our favorites.
Gene Kakalin is the president of Highline Coffee. It makes single-serve coffee pods.
Interesting thing about the coffee market is that the commodity coffee market and specialty coffee market have a significant disparity in price. What you see on exchange right now is significantly lower than what we pay for coffee.
The beans Kakalin uses and the beans in my latte are specialty beans. The beans sold by the ton on commodities exchanges are used to make the coffee you might get at a diner or buy in the grocery store. Prices have gone down a little there.
This particularly has a lot of stone fruit sweetness. I'm getting a really slight hint of milk chocolate with just a little bit of spice in the finish.
Matt Banbury is a roaster and manager for Joe Coffee, a chain of cafes. He's cupping. Using a spoon, Banbury samples coffee from dozens of porcelain cups, each containing a different blend of beans.
It's beautiful. It's really nice.
Banbury says for the specialty coffee market, there is something of a Murphy's Law going on. When commodity-grade beans get cheaper, the price of specialty beans won't necessarily drop. But when commodity beans get more expensive, all the beans get more expensive.
The level of quality that we're buying, it floats in its own sort of category. Though if the commodity price rises too high and there's a scarcity in commodity coffee, they will dip into specialty coffee, which makes things more expensive.
So when the price goes down, you guys might not see it, but when the price goes way up, you definitely see it.
Absolutely, yeah.
And my latte gets more expensive. Or maybe not. Cafes can't crank up the cost of a latte every week, even if bean prices are rising. Consumers are very sensitive to price hikes.
Espresso?
Especially before they've had their coffee. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.